And to begin that discussion of geodetic datums, we'll talk about the idea of down, the deflection of the vertical. But one of the things I want to point out about this image that we're seeing here, this slide, is notice the astronomic coordinates of a station. This is an actual station called Yughal in North America. The astronomic coordinates of that station, 40 degrees, 25 minutes, 36.28 seconds, differ from the geodetic coordinate, the latitude in that case being 40, 25, 33.39, and the longitude in astronomic, 108 degrees, 46 minutes, 00.08 seconds, and the longitude in geodetic coordinate, 108 degrees, 45 minutes, 57.78. Now, the reason that these differ to such a large degree is because when one does an astronomic observation, down is according to gravity. However, when one does geodetic calculation of latitude and longitude, down is perpendicular to the ellipsoid that one is using. And of course, an ellipsoid is something that we're going to have to discuss some, but in shorthand terms, it is a smooth, mathematically determined representation of the Earth. It isn't plagued with the irregularities of the actual terrestrial surface, nor the irregularities of gravity. It's a smooth, ellipsoidal surface that is used to approximate the surface of the Earth. As I say here, how can latitude and longitude be considered inadequate in any way to define a position on the Earth? The answer relies on the fact that there are several categories or types or flavors of latitude and longitude. From the various options, astronomic, geocentric, and geodetic, the discussion here will concern geodetic latitude and longitude as they are typical. Its definition has a good deal to do with where down is. And down, this deflection of the vertical really is the difference between the direction of gravity, as you see, and perpendicular to this representation of the Earth, perpendicular to the ellipsoid. Those are two different directions at a particular station. And those influence the latitude and longitude. The point that I am trying to make primarily is that one should not think that latitude and longitude coordinates are independent of the datum or independent of the ellipsoid that you are discussing. They are very dependent on the datum.